Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Take away the hindrance of our sins and make us ready for the celebration of your birth, that we may receive you in joy and serve you always. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the Liturgy of the Word.
The first reading, a reading from the prophet Micah, the 5th chapter. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Luke 1 responsively. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
For he has looked with favor on his holy servant. From this day all generations will call him blessed. The Almighty has done a great thing for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown his strength with honor. He has scattered the proud in their
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy.
The promises he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The second reading, a reading from the letter to the Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God." In the scroll of the book it is written of me. And when he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings," these are altered according to the law. Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 1st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Here we are in the fourth Sunday of Advent, and we hear the wonderful news that Mary is expecting. The last few weeks, we have been preparing and waiting for this news. We have also been preparing and waiting for other things. What have you been preparing and waiting for? Christmas parties, counting down the days until Christmas like most children, or counting the shopping days left before Christmas? Or have you been preparing and waiting for this wonderful news that Mary shared with Elizabeth? God is helping us prepare even in the midst of our distractions with the Christmas spirit. We are here on Sundays praying together and hearing the word. We also have the opportunity to pray together throughout the week at the various prayer services. Praying and hearing the word helps us focus our busy lives back to the wonderful news. Micah tells us the wonderful news hundreds of years earlier, that out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel. But they are told that they have to wait until the time when she who is in labor gives birth and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. They hear the wonderful news years ahead of time, but then they have to wait and prepare for his birth. They didn't know who they were waiting for, beyond the fact that this child would be in the name of the Lord his God, yet they waited and prepared. They didn't want to miss out on the peace that would come from this child. We also prepare and wait. Luke's gospel tells us that Mary hears the wonderful news and immediately leaves to meet Elizabeth. Mary can't wait to share the news with her. The waiting and wondering is just beginning for Mary. Then more joy happens when the babe leaped in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. When was the last time you leaped and were filled with the Holy Spirit? Here, Mary and Elizabeth have been waiting and preparing for our Lord Jesus because their faith sustained them. The Holy Spirit was working wonders through the both of them. Elizabeth is pregnant with John, who would be the prophet, who would baptize the crowds in the River Jordan, while Mary had just received the word that she is with child and shall call him Jesus. The waiting and preparing are just beginning as their stories unfold. God has waited until just the right time, and here the miracle begins. All the news we have heard about the Lord Jesus' birth has been fulfilled. The wondering is over, and now the waiting and preparing are here. Mary's expecting. Now she has the privilege of waiting for his birth, waiting to see what she will look like pregnant, waiting and wondering what her child will look like, act like, and when she might begin to feel him move. Then the waiting to feel his movements each day until she feels so stretched that there must not be any more room for him in there. Then counting down the days of her pregnancy, waiting to see those fingers, toes, eyes, ears, and each and every body part to see what this little life is like. He's growing inside of her, but seems so hidden. The fruitful waiting to see what he will look like and what is in store for him ahead, as it is in God's hands. The days start to blend together as the wondering and waiting increases until his birth. Then there is the preparing. We are preparing for his birth at church. We have lit one candle on the Advent wreath each week as we prepare for the wonderful story of his birth. We have a Christmas tree with ornaments symbolizing the Alpha and Omega. We have a beautiful banner in the back wall of our church that says, "Prepare the way." At 12 o'clock today, our congregation will also be preparing for Christ's birth by transforming the church from the Advent season to the Christmas season. The symbols and decorations will be changing to remind us of Jesus' birth and the beginning of his whole life in which he gave his life for us. But Mary wasn't preparing like this. Mary was probably trying to prepare a place for him to sleep, thinking about the clothes needed to keep him warm, and preparing for how she would nurture and care for her baby Jesus. Preparing for Mary was more than just changing a few things around, but preparing herself for what God had in store for Jesus, Joseph, and for herself. Faith helped her prepare for this life-changing time. Elizabeth probably also provided some comfort and some support and advice for Mary as she was waiting and preparing. Now, Mary and Elizabeth spent 3 months together until Mary went home. I wonder what their conversations were about during those 3 months. They probably went a little like this. So, how are you feeling? Okay, but a bit tired. Yeah, I've been tired too. Naps are priceless, you know. Remember, though, your body's preparing for when this child comes out and he wants to be fed every 2 to 3 hours and wants to be cuddled, and so you better enjoy those naps now while you can. Or, maybe, have you gotten sick? Yeah, a little. Well, have you tried eating crackers or green apples? Those seem to work for me. But remember, by the 4th month, the sickness usually passes. And then you'll start feeling better. Well, maybe. Or, are your feet and legs swollen yet? Walking might help that. Elizabeth probably had some great tips for Mary, since they were both expecting. But what were they doing to prepare for the birth of their children? We know that Elizabeth was filled with joy as the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth had waited many years for her wonderful news. Now she and Mary could share the wonderful times together, as both of their spirits rejoiced in God our Savior for the blessings they had received and were preparing to share. Christmas is a time of giving and sharing. However, when we look at the world or the TV or the newspaper, we hear about how many shopping days we have left, or how the children are counting down the days till Christmas because they just can't wait. But in the gospel, we hear about waiting and leaping for joy, not about the shopping, the toys, the other items, but for what is to come. Jesus is going to be born. Our Lord and Savior is coming. What are you waiting, preparing for? Right now, John, my husband, and I are waiting and preparing for the birth of our first child. The white robe kind of hides it well. But the waiting and wondering has just started. It started, actually, July 17th, when we were sitting in the doctor's office, waiting for the nurse to say, yes, you are pregnant. We already had the home pregnancy test to show us, yes, we were pregnant, but we needed to hear it confirmed. And then we needed to hear the due date, the waiting and the wondering. Pregnancy brings a lot of waiting and wondering around. What kind of parents will we be? Will our baby be okay? Will we have everything ready before he gets here? Then it gets to what kind of stroller should we buy, or crib, diapers, bottles, what's the important stuff? Then there's the waiting. The waiting to hear his heartbeat for the first time, to see him in the first sonogram, and to feel the first movement. And then from there, the daily waiting to feel his movements and to see how they change until his birth. Then there's the waiting for him to arrive, to see his wonderful face, fingers, toes. Now, technology is a wonderful advancement that has allowed us the opportunity to take some of that pressure off of the waiting and wondering. Even though it really isn't in our hands, it is in God's hands. Mary and Elizabeth didn't have the luxury of technology to help them with their waiting and wondering. I wonder what Mary and Elizabeth felt and thought about as they were pregnant. Were they worried? Were they nervous? What were they thinking? What was Mary thinking? She had faith, and her faith fulfilled her. She was blessed with a child, just as Elizabeth had been blessed after waiting all of those years. Blessed because God had touched their lives. They were waiting and wondering what their child would be like and how the world would receive them. But how were they preparing for the child's birth? John and I are already trying to plan how our nursery will look. We have a crib that is sitting half-assembled in the baby's room. We have registered and changed a few items as we're learning more and more information about the baby items. We're also planning to paint a border in the room, too. But then the planning changes, not just from setting up the room and preparing for him, but then, who will take care of him when we are at work? Or, what will we know what to do when he screams for 2 hours and we haven't figured out his needs and we don't know what that cry means? Then there's the question of which preschool he'll attend, since I am a teacher. And then Dad's question, of course, which sport will he want to play? And what will he enjoy doing? Will John and I ever have a quiet moment again, since we've been enjoying it for our past 8 years of marriage? Or who will babysit him if grandma, grandpa, or his aunts are unavailable? And the list goes on. We are waiting, wondering, and preparing for his birth. Now, this gospel lesson for today is not just about the waiting and preparing for Christ's birth, but it is also the waiting and preparing for what is to come of Christ Jesus. God has a plan for us all, just as he had a plan for Jesus. God's plan begins with our birth, baptism, and continues on in our daily lives, being a witness to his works and wonders. Sharing in this fellowship, this congregation, and extending our hands and hearts to others is a plan God has for us. How does God fill you with the Spirit and make you leap for joy, just as John leapt in Elizabeth's womb? Is it seeing your Christian brothers and sisters each week at church? Or is it the daily prayer services that happen at St. Peter's? Or is it just being able to share God's word that you heard and read here? Or is it helping out that neighbor when they're in a time of need? God has a plan for us all, and as he had a plan for Jesus. Jesus gave his life for our sins. We are fed on his body and blood. We are reminded of his life at the beginning of the service when we see the cross being held by the font. And then when we process up and turn our eyes to the front of the church, we have our large cross to remind us. We are reminded of his life when we receive communion and we hear his words, "Do this for the remembrance of me." Jesus gave his life so that we may have life. God has a plan for us all. We may not know what that plan is, but if we pray and listen to the word, we may discover what the plan is or begin to take the journey he has planned for us. So what are you waiting for? What makes you leap for joy and become fulfilled with the Spirit? How are you preparing for Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ our Savior, and the many blessings he brings to us all? Christmas is a time of giving, sharing, and caring. We are in the spirit of Christmas. God is helping us to prepare for this time, even though there are many distractions in our lives. We are here praying together and hearing the word read to us. We also have the opportunity to pray together throughout the week and the opportunity for Eucharist, not only on Sundays, but on Thursdays too. Praying and hearing the words helps us focus our busy lives back to the wonderful news. Mary is expecting. Jesus Christ will be born, and he will give his life to save ours. As we are preparing for Jesus' birth, let us remember that in this time when our hearts are warm with the giving and sharing that we do, we should continue to share God's word with others, that they may also be filled with the Spirit.